I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
This is awkward, but I have a bone pick with Miss Amber on over
all
there.
Right, of course you do.
Pick some bone, yeah.
Well, there's a story out about like people washing their hands after they use the restroom.
As they
Not
should
that
be.
Many people do.
Wait, what? What? No.
I don't always wash my hands. I won't be looked at the way I'm not even gonna look over there, but I won't be looked at the way she's looking at me right now.
Judging you.
You can try, but I don't have to.
We're talking your public restroom.
I actually wash my hands more at home than I do in public because I do it at home so my kids hear it and realize it's a habit they should have.
Well, that's good that you're not passing on your bad habit of not washing your hands.
I'm sorry, say
them.
That sentence again. What? I don't think it's, as a boy, it's not always necessary.
Yes, I know. You always, okay, yes.
I can get my entire process done touching, like, my button on my pants and the very top of my underwear. That's it.
Okay.
Like, so what do I need to wash? Okay, I just touched both of those things standing here. Amber, do you think I need to wash my hands right now?
No.
Okay, well then, I rest my case.
I just don't really believe you.
I think you should, actually.
Why? Because we have auto-flushing toilets here. At home,
right.
I feel like I need to wash them because I've touched the toilet.
But you're in a bathroom.
Right.
And bathrooms, there's fecal in the
then
air.
Then I need to wash my face, arms.
Yes,
I need
actually,
to like scrub in like a surgeon.
But at least do the hands. That way it gives us peace of mind.
So I've always kind of known you're a germaphobe, but you're
Here's where I'm siding with Steve on the whole bathroom thing. You touch the handle to go in and out, and there's other nasty people that do touch other things and then don't wash their hands and then touch the handle.
Amen.
And so I have to wash my hands not from anything I did, but from other people touching the handle.
No, both. Yeah. Just in case you did something.
But Steve basically wipes the handle down every time he leaves the bathroom because he washes his hands and holds the towels and uses it to get out.
I
do the same thing.
Do you really?
But actually, here we have the dryer, so I use the dryer, and then what I'll do is I'll either
you just pulled your sweater down,
or I'll pull my sweater and
then your sweater's got the gunk on it.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna wash my sweater.
Not till tonight,
Amber. I'll do it on. I don't care what handle on what door. I'm always just automatically doing that.
Yep,
pulling
it
over.
Let me see the stat. 58%, only 58% of people wash their hands after using the bathroom at home.
That's
the stat. Yes.
No.
At home,
you know the germs. So I wouldn't wash, the only reason I wash it at home is for my kids to do the habits. But like at home, I cleaned the bathroom. I know that it's clean.
Gotcha. But it's still.
Oh my God.
There's still stuff. In fact, I was dating a girl a long time ago.
I can't wait for this.
One time she had to go use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and it kind of woke me up. So I listened to see if she was going to
want.
She did not.
Did you kick her out?
Well, then she gets back in the bed, so I'm like,
oh my God, Steve!
What? Don't touch
You've
me!
You've already exchanged bodily fluids. Who cares?
But still, then she's touching my comfort, and I've got to wash that.
Oh my God, then we got to go to whatever that laundromat is on the other side of town.
24-hour Evans and...
Got it. Okay, Amber, middle of the night.
Mm.
Oh, hypocrite!
You know, you're tired. It's dark. You're just like
you've actually touched stuff. I like when I go potty in the middle of the night. I have children. Button whatever, and maybe I don't always.
You probably have it all over the place. Then, if that's what you're doing, you're a messy bathroom goer. Busted.
I need to ask you one very serious question.
What?
Have you talked to my wife? Because that is
number one complaint.
It is one of the well, it's dark and
that
I don't want to turn the light on.
No.
And it's just and I don't want to get my hands dirty.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.